Hey guys, Alex back again. I'm going to be a little quiet because I believe the roommate is sleeping, so I don't want to be too loud. And fortunately, I am using a better microphone than that noise-canceling bullshit I posted a little while ago. I want to talk about another kind of an update on the vaping stuff that I recently bought last month. Well, actually, earlier this month. The Joytech Delta Tank and the Clouper, their version of like a DNA 30 board box mod. It's been, you know, 3-4 weeks since I've actually got it. Yeah, about 4 weeks. And basically use it every day. The thing that I actually wanted to talk about was the Delta, more than the 30 watt. The Delta is a ridiculous kick-ass tank. I mean, it lasts all day. If you're not just blowing freaking clouds and fogging up a room with it, because you can do that too and go through a tank in a few hours, if you're me at least, rocking at 30 watts. It doesn't even really, technically, isn't meant to go up to 30 watts. The atomizer heads in there are actually rated for about 25 watts. I believe it's 25.4 watts, but of course, me not being able to see it, it doesn't really matter. Adjust to taste and heat and all that good stuff, and go on your merry way vaping it. And of course, clouding the hell out of the room. The coils, this is the thing that I actually wanted to talk about, where the coil heads in there don't last quite as long as like a Nautilus Mini with the bottom vertical coils in there, and I believe the reason is simply just because you're pumping so much more liquid through it. I mean, you're pumping, this is a 6 milliliter tank, and the Nautilus Mini is a 2 milliliter tank, so quite a big difference there. And if you're going through, let's just say, a Nautilus Mini tank, you know, every day, or, you know, a tank and a half, so we'll say, you know, 3 milliliters of liquid every day, versus the Delta, which, if I'm really being an asshole, I can go through 2 tanks a day, which is 12 milliliters of juice, give or take a little bit. And these coils last me about a week, and then they start to get kind of burned and kind of layered with extra crap, and they burn easier, and just, they start to wear out, you know, and you got to replace them. And they're not cheap. I mean, 25 bucks a fucking 5-pack? Really? This is ridiculous. As with, like, the Nautilus Mini coils, you can get them for 10 bucks. Go to sweetvapes.com and get them for 10 bucks. Sweet-vapes.com. And, yeah. That's basically it. I mean, the Nautilus coils just last longer simply for the fact that you're not sucking so much liquid through them. But that said, you know, if I got like a Delta 16 or 19, it would be a little bit more controlled because there's, you know, less liquid going through it. You're going at a higher, lower wattage as well. You know, you're not going to be going at 20 watts all the time. You're going to be going at 15 or something like that. But I love the flavor out of this bitch. I mean, it's killer. Actually going to get the Sigelli 50, or either that or the Clouper T5 50 watt mod. Just start rocking atomizers at, you know, tanks at like 40 watts and shit. Because you can do it if you prime the hell out of it. The trick with priming and using a tank that is not meant to go to the wattage that you actually want it to go to is just prime the shit out of it. Prime the shit out of it until it starts to gurgle, not too much. But the thing is, you're going to vape all of that liquid off, okay? So you're going to prime the piss out of it until it just starts to gurgle, and then you're going to go, you know, take 2 or 3 huge drags on it, and then put it down. And then knock your wattage down and put it to, you know, maybe your wattage was at like 30 or something, and you're going to put it back down at 15 or 20. You know. You just shut the airflow. And then, oh, gurgly. That should not go up to 30 watts, but it isn't burning at all. You don't have to do that, but I'd prefer to have it gurgle rather than have dry, nasty, burnt taste, because that's, and it's not good for you. I mean, you know, you're burning coil, you're burning metal and silica. Anyway, that's it for me. Oh, I have Max VG Juice in here from Mount Baker Vapor. Sticky Bun is probably one of their better flavors that I've tried. It's like a cinnamon roll type deal, but it's got like more butter and frosting to it. Like cinnamon roll, it doesn't have the frosting aspect, like that top note of kind of a sweet, almost cookie, like a cinnamon Christmas cookie type flavor. It's really fucking good. I'm actually going to get their, it's like a, I think it's Admiral Berry Crunch or something, and it's a cereal and milk, like a Special K with berries type of cereal with milk in it. And that sounds fucking awesome. I mean, I was a big tobacco flavor dude. Still am. Kind of, sort of. I go on that bandwagon once in a while. That's usually meant for, like, the smaller tanks. Nautilus Mini, K1. I have an Aspire K1, actually, with 555 tobacco in there right now. That's fucking good. Little Ego battery. You know, that's all you need for those things. You don't need to crank it up to 80 watts or anything stupid. You know, it's not a heat vape. It's a get-it-done vape. Get my Nick fix and go on with my day kind of vape. Anyway, that's it for me. Tweets, tweeps, tweepskis. Stay efficient and all that good stuff. Later.